Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 3 January 2022. Welcome to the first live broadcast of this brand new year. What this year is going to bring, folks, I cannot tell you for sure. But I don't look for it to get a lot better than 2020, 2021, no, I don't think we're going to get a lot better at all. I wish I could say it was going to, but I don't see it turning around that way. I really don't. Too much chaos, too much confusion, but we'll see. We'll see. And we're going to bring up our guest in a few minutes. We're going to bring up Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver. Folks, Melody Cederstrom, if you're listening right now on 6115 Shortwave, you're listening because Melody Cederstrom paid for that hour. I want you to know that. I mean that. Yeah, we rebroadcast at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern this hour's program. But Melody pays for the 6 o'clock or 8 o'clock program three nights a week, so she's been very good to us over a lot of years. And that's only one of the little things she's done for us in this ministry for a long time, but I'll get that in a minute. Don't forget, folks, we're still offering the paper. Now, this is important. If it wasn't important, I wouldn't offer it to you. If you can go online and find this, do it. Look up the word, just look up the word Omicron, O-M-I-C-R-O-N, and I can't remember the exact name of the title, but it tells you what the word means and where it comes from. If you don't have internet, folks, we have a 14-page document that you might want to read. These names are not chosen by random, nor are they chosen scientifically. They're chosen spiritually. Oh, yes. Everything that we see in the physical world derives from the spiritual realm. Understand that. Everything you see in the physical world comes from the spiritual realm. Creation itself, folks, comes from the spoken word of God. So it's all from the spiritual realm. So anything you see happening in this world, whether it be good or bad, wars or famines or pestilence or anything else, is caused by the spiritual side of wickedness. And on the other side, of course, is God's spirit of goodness. So, but the name Omicron has a meaning. It's not necessarily a scientific name. Believe me, it's not. And this past weekend, I did a teaching where I incorporated the 12-minute video of the lady speaking about the jab and how it takes the Creator's name out of your DNA. I tied in with it with the Bible and the mark of the beast and defiling the temple of God, which are born-again Christians. My friends, that was a teaching that I've already gotten comments on online. People were somewhat taken aback and but very pleased to see the scriptures explained kind of simply. People tell me, well, you teach us that simply, I can understand it. But folks, that's the way I learn it. I am not a complicated individual. I learn things just on small words and small thoughts. I take time to study the words and what they mean. Look, for example, look at the word causes. As it says in Revelation 13, he called us all, small and great, rich and poor. I looked at the word causes, and it's important to know what it means. I thought I knew, and so on I did. But it means a lot more than I thought I did. It's not at all a forced mark. It doesn't have to be a forced mark or forced anything. It can be coerced in different ways, but this teaching is an hour long. On DVD or CD, your choice, $10.50. If you can't watch online, if you go to PastorButch.com, I'm sorry, just type in Pastor Butch Paul. You'll find the teachings on there. They're all over there now. I mean, our producer, Phil Hudlock, has put us on three more platforms. We're already on Brighteon. We're going on three different other platforms right now. As we speak, you put them up right now. You can find us everywhere, but the teaching is vitally, soul winningly important. Check it out. If you look, you can't watch online, say just call Lisa tomorrow at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448 and say, I want the teaching on the jab. Just say, I want the teaching on the jab. I don't know what you're talking about. $10.50 for DVD or CD, or you can write us and if you like and send a check, whatever. Or you can call tomorrow, leave a credit card number, whatever you want to do. But make copies of it. These are not copywritten. Share them with your friends and family. I know it's biblical insight that our Father's given me. And no, I don't have all the answers on all these situations. But I do know where we're heading in this world, for sure. We're fulfilling Scripture every day. We're not living in limbo, folks. We are fulfilling Scripture every day and seeing God's Word come to pass just as prophesied thousands of years ago. So just call and tell at least you want the teaching on the jab, or write to us, say the same thing. Any way you want to do it, we want you to have it. Make copies of it and share it with your friends and family. It could save their eternal souls, and I'm not making it up, folks. That's the truth. You watch it and see. I said that our guest tonight, Melody Seastrom, she's been a friend of mine in this ministry now for, well, longer than she'd like to admit, because she's only 39 years old. So anyway, it's been a while back. And she's been
glad
a friend
you're
of
remembering
us.
Remembering that.
Yeah. Only 39. God, she's been with me 20 years. She must have 19 the first time I met you. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, Melody, it's good to have you. And I personally want to thank you again in front of the whole world for what you've done to help me and my family. And I mean that. And how you've stood with us for so long. And I just want to say, you run a business. I know you do. You got to make a living like everybody else does. But you do it in a way that people feel like they've known you for years. And I just want to thank you personally, before we go on, for being a friend of mine and Marcia and the whole family. Thank you.
Well, thank you. It's you know, you made my life better also. So thank you.
Well, it's kind of give and take, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It's a two-way street. And it's a blessing to have people in your life that you can work with and deal with and laugh with. And you know we cover serious stuff on your broadcast and different things, but we do laugh a lot too, don't we?
We do. We do.
You know, and I thank God for that laughter. I mean, it releases tension, takes stress away. I just thank God for that. And Melody Seastrom, folks, has been in business now for how many years, Melody? How many years have you been in business? How long have you been alive?
Yeah, pretty much. Seems that way. Since 1995.
I've been on radio since 1993, so you've been in business for about 27 years.
That's correct.
You started when you were 12 years old. Golly, you was young.
I know. It's a family business.
So, and I know you, I remember back when you were, you know, when Jim had the program and what he was doing, and you kind of, you just picked up and ran with it, and you've done, I guess, done well with it. You're still in business, and I know from talking to other dealers, that what you do is very competitive, is it not?
It truly is, and particularly with the onset of, you know, the internet after 2008, after the Great Recession, you got a lot of folks on there, and you know, they're basically, you know, coin stores in a box, and we don't do that. I don't want to sell 5,000 coins. I want to sell the coins that I think will best suit what I believe, my opinion. I'm not a financial planner, but it is my opinion that I learned things that I've learned throughout the 26, 27 years. I think I promote products that best suits customers. And it's educating my customers so that they can make informed decisions on what products they end up purchasing. So it's you know, you have to work with folks and answer questions and help educate. And that's what it's all about. So.
Well, you know, I'm sure that a lot of people listening to this program sometimes ask, wonder, why is he having someone on the air talking about financial situations? Folks, I don't know where you live, but finances have been part of my life ever since I've been on my own paying the bills. I've had to manage them somehow to get by, to take care of the family and keep my head above water. It's been a little tough. And I wish I'd known about what Melody known a long time ago. I didn't even hear about this until the middle 90s. So I wish I'd known this back then, but thank God I did know and learn when I did, because it got me out of debt on my home 17 years early. That's a big chunk. Before we get into the program, like Melody, have you ever heard of Thomas Sowell, S-O-W-E-L-L?
I think so.
He's a black gentleman. He's 80, I don't know, 84, 85, 86 years old. I don't know exactly how old he is. He doesn't do a lot of writing and things much anymore, and he's not allowed to teach in universities because he tells the truth. But he puts out bits of wisdom. I'll read two or three things he said, and I want everybody to digest this. He said this: no society ever thrived because it had a large and growing class of parasites living off those who produce. Isn't that powerful?
Mm-hmm. It is.
It is powerful. He said this: what exactly is your fair share of what someone else has worked for? Wow. That hits pretty hard, doesn't it? Folks, think about that. What's your fair share of taking something from somebody else? He said this: some of the biggest cases of mistaken identity are among intellectuals who have trouble remembering that they are not God. So I just thought to share those three things. He said much more than that. Much, much more than that. A good read if you want to read about Thomas Sowell, S-O-W-E-L-L. And some of his writings are very, very much full of wisdom and then just common sense instruction in this world. We have built in this country, and I know people like to hear this, but we're all the time confronting about Russia going to take over the United States, China going to take over the United States. Well, as far as a system goes, a communistic socialist system, folks, we've done that to ourselves. We're there already. Oh, maybe not to the extent in some ways they are. But we certainly are a socialist nation. There's no doubt about it. We crossed the path of socialism clear back in the 1930s at the latest. We started down that road. And we are a socialistic and pretty much a communistic nation as far as what's yours is mine and what's mine is well, what's yours is mine. That's the idea people have anymore. I mean, the people that live on on entitlements. Well, tell you flat up, what's yours is mine. You have to feed me because I was born. Isn't that kind of mindset today, Melody?
You know, it certainly is. We're seeing it more and more often. But that's how the system has grown. That's what it has grown into. It truly has grown into that beast.
Well, I had a person one time at one of our Bible studies. I mean, it was a guest I had. I'm not real sure, but he made a point. He said, if a politician, and I hate to use the word politician, but if a statesman would speak to you and say, and come up and tell you, listen, I am not here to promise you anything as far as benefits and handouts and securities. I'm here to tell you that I'm going to set you free as an individual to go out and work and produce and let you keep what you earn. All you earn is yours. Nobody's going to take it from you. But we're not going to take care of you and feed you and clothe you and house you. But you earn what you want. You're a free individual. Go earn a living. You have a right to succeed and a right to fail. You're an individual that's responsible for themselves as a true free man has to be. Or if I were not a statesman, I was a politician, I would tell them, hey, listen, I'm going to make sure that you have a stipend. I'm going to make sure that you have a basic, universal basic income every month of $1,000. And I'm going to see that you have medical care. I'm going to see that you have a place to sleep. You have housing and clothing. I'm going to see that. I want to make sure that you're taken care of from the womb to the tomb. Which one do you think get the most votes, Melody?
Let me guess.
Well, just look around. You've seen it. Folks, socialism is what I just said the last politician offered you. That's socialism. What the first one offered you, the statesman offered you, is freedom, liberty, and a free enterprise system that men are allowed to work and earn what they like. If you fail on your own. If you succeed, you succeed on your own. When nobody promises you anything. That is called liberty. Between people, Melody, are so used and so eager to give away their liberties for a promise of security. Ben Franklin once said something along those lines. They'll give up their liberties, their freedoms, their ability to be a man, a woman on their own, and be independent for a stipend, for a handout, for a promise, for a man benefit that has hooks in it and chains in it. They'll give that up in a heartbeat, and we all have, haven't we?
Yes. You know, earlier during my program today, and this is just another way that government gets involved in things and they shouldn't, you and I talked about how Biden was having a meeting with the meat industry, and we weren't sure what he was going to do and so forth. There wasn't that much information out about it at that point in time. Well, now they're investing $1 billion to boost the competition and meat processing industry and lower consumer prices. That's how they figure they're going to lower meat prices. I mean,
who do they give the money to?
Well, hold on. Okay. Biden said farmers and ranchers are being driven out of business, sometimes businesses that have been around for generations. It strikes at their dignity, and then he goes on what he usually talks about. He mainly blames the price hikes on market distortion caused by international meat processing conglomerates. While the four major meat processing companies' profits go up, the prices you see at the grocery stores go up to commensurate. The prices farmers receive for the products that they bring into the market go down. And it's interesting that they also had the Attorney General Garland there, and that, of course, the Secretary of Agriculture was also in the meeting. This is how they're going to split it up. As part of the plan, the U.S. Department of Agriculture will provide up to $375 million in grants for independent processing plant projects. These are bailouts, ladies and gentlemen.
This is welfare.
Corporate welfare. $275 million in partnership with lenders, to banks, to lenders, to provide loans and other support to businesses to increase access to capital. $100 million for workforce training. Don't you already have the people trained? $50 million for technical assistance and research and development. And $100 million to reduce overtime inspection costs to help smaller processing plants. The funding will be allocated from the $1.9 trillion COVID-19 emergency relief bill that Congress passed last year. So this was already written into that bill, or this was just free money sitting around for them to plan on what to do with it. Biden blames, of course, the Trump administration for weakening the Packers and Stockyards Act. They're going to strengthen it. And you know what, Biden? Stay out of business.
Amen.
The U.S. Chamber of Commerce said in a statement it objected to what it called misguided efforts by the administration to combat high meat prices. It's pretty clear that the administration is attempting to use higher prices to justify their pre-existing agenda to overturn decades of bipartisan consensus around antitrust and competition policy in favor of a government knows best regulatory approach. This isn't economics. It is politics. And sadly, such government intervention would likely further constrain supply, and it will only push prices even higher. So that's this great administration at work. So, but there, my point was, I wanted to bring it into what you were talking about. There's so many ways in which, you know, you have these bailouts and corporate welfare and so forth. It's just not to the individuals, but yet it's those individuals that more and more is taken from us have to pay for the corporate welfare. It needs to stop.
I agree. And by the way, where'd that money come from to do
that?
It
came from the $1.9 trillion COVID-19 emergency relief bill.
And where'd that money come from?
You, me? Print.
There you
print,
go.
Print.
There
taxes.
You go. There you go. There you go. Folks, get it. Government does not make the government. Yeah, it makes money. It prints money. But the government does not earn anything. That they don't pay taxes. Governments do not pay taxes. They take from the people to give to somebody else. I don't care whatever reason they use. That money comes from you and I. And of course, we know we'll never pay that back. It's impossible. But they still increase their taxes, pretending to do something about this so-called national debt. And folks, that's a far out of reach. The debt could never be paid if they would stop spending right now. Stop right now and still collect taxes. It would take hundreds of years, not thousands of years, to pay back that debt when the building.
It would.
It's impossible, folks. That's why they're working for the Great Reset. That's why the Federal Reserve and the WEF are working for the Great Reset, which is imminent in the world. Imminent around the world. It's fulfilling scripture in Revelation 13 and other places. We're going to see a one world financial system, and you'll be paid basically on your credit score. Oh, I'm not making this up. It's just coming down the pike. You won't be good, you won't get it. It's coming. So this is fulfilling prophecy. Don't be shocked. Don't be scared. Just know it's real and prepare for it. I mean, Sharon Dale Miller's program about a grocery store. I never heard this store, but it's called Christides, G-R-I-S-T-E-D-S, Christides. Their CEO is a guy named John Kasimatidis. That's a long name. But he said we can look for tremendously higher food prices in the very near future. Tremendously higher food prices in the very near future. He said this company is both in the oil business and food business. They're expecting oil to go $100 a barrel. It's already about $76, $77 a barrel as we speak. It was up over $80 not too long ago. But he said that we're going to see tremendous price increases in groceries. Now, that's something that most of us have to do is eat once in a while. Some of us eat too much maybe, but that's beside the point. We have to eat once in a while. And this guy's telling us that on grocery stores, the prices are going to get higher. And this is going to make a difference, folks. The government taxes you to give something to somebody else that doesn't belong to them. They use your money to create a socialist system. That's about Medicaid, Medicare, HUD, Social Security, all that socialism, folks. All that is socialism. You don't have to like it. I'm telling you the truth. And it's not biblical. No, it is not biblical. But it is what it is. And we're all hooked on it. I'm hooked on it. I mean, I get a check. They took my money and put it in an account. Said, you can trust me. We'll pay it back to you. It's already spent, folks. It's already spent. It's gone. What I put in is gone. It's been gone for a long time. They're now robbing other people to pay me. That's how the system's worked for a long time. And Melody, you were discussing that in your program about how the retirement funds are going to go away and start shrinking very quickly, aren't they?
I mean, they have to. They have to. We have a system that's not functioning properly. I was reading, let me see if I, not only did the government put in $1 billion to boost in the meat processing, but there was an article earlier how they're still in there in the repo markets, the overnight repo markets. And, I mean, if it was normal and everything was fine, they wouldn't be doing this. And this is all stuff that goes on behind the scenes. 70% of the people in this country are totally oblivious to. They have no idea what's going on behind the scenes. And you know, I don't know if this isn't a good analogy, but you know, you can have a marriage and one of them fooling around, and marriage just goes on and goes on and goes on, but one is being deceived. For how long? Going for years. And this is the same thing. The people are being so deceived on what's going on in this nation. And they get pulled by their nose by the mainstream media. And it's just really, truly amazing. And if you talk to anyone, nobody hardly critically thinks anymore. They all parrot what they hear. I mean, if you talk about a subject to someone anymore, it's like they memorize statements. so they can easily quote things to support what they believe. It's really weird, Butch.
Oh, it is.
It's really strange. And it's been going on for a long time.
Well, it's called brainwashing. It works very well. It's done in a public school system. It's done through entertainment. It's done through every way possible. It's brainwashing. And let's face it, Melody, we've all, and I'm raising my hand and both feet on this, been so wrapped up in earning a living and trying to enjoy our lives, we took our eyes off the ones we should be watching continually. I mean, Thomas Jefferson told us this is a very poor quote, but you know, keep your eye on liberty. It's a very precious jewel. Don't let anybody approach it. Well, we were so busy enjoying living, nothing wrong with that, but we took our eyes off the precious jewel that was given to us by our Creator, and we let him steal it from us for a handout. For a handout. Jeremiah 17:5 tells you very clearly what happens to men that do that. So, folks, that's where we are. We were deceived. Some with their eyes wide open. But we were deceived. You know, we're talking about the collapse of the retirement system. And this, folks, it says a coming retirement crisis will affect everyone. And it mentions in there about the problems behind this. And of course, one of the biggest problems is they keep adding more to the retirement and adding more to, from the government retirements to the things they promise, like Medicaid, Medicare, and all these things. They add more than the younger can produce. And folks, I want to just share this with you. The reason we are not producing enough young people to keep up today, because in this country alone, we've slaughtered 75 million of them. You hear what I'm saying? But the leading cause of death in the world last year was abortion, murder. 42.6 million unborn children were slaughtered in the womb, according to Worldometer on December 30, reported on December 31st. 42.6 million. Total deaths, mother causes, many other causes in the world was 58.7 million. But 42.6 million unborn children were slaughtered in the womb. And we wonder why there's no taxpayers now paying in Social Security benefits enough to keep the older folks like me going. But we stretched it too far. Socialism always collapses under its own weight. And folks, we're going down. And don't say, well, Russia's trying to get us to be communist. No. We've done that to ourselves. Khrushchev said back in the 1950s or 60s that they would bury us without firing a shot. As a matter of fact, he said we would sell you the rope that you hang yourself with. Now, that's all true, isn't it?
It is. It is. And you know what? Our biggest problem... You know, and it's, I don't know how these politicians get elected. I mean, the only way they can get elected is through fraud. Because, you know, or getting the one out in front of you canned or kicked out so you can move in there. I'm just reading.
We're going to break, Melody. Hang on to the break. I'm going to break, all right? Folks, next half hour, phone calls. Any comments, questions, call us. 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Strobel Foods, the only strobel food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best strobel foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
Folks, we're back. If you have any questions, really, if you have any questions at all about the future and finances or whatever, give us a call. Melody will do her best to answer questions, and I will too. 844-769-2944. And yes, folks, I'm concerned about finances. I got to pay bills every day. My personal bills, ministry bills must be paid. I have a wife that depends on me to take care of her. She trusts me thoroughly for her future. I will do my best to take care of her, even after I'm gone. My plans are to leave her something behind it. She won't worry about paying the bills and buying groceries, if groceries are still available at all. I want to do what I can because that's what a godly man does. You say, preacher, you're talking about Discount Gold and Silver, buying gold and silver to try to protect what you have and pass on to your family. Have you done that? Yes, sir, I've done that. I wish to goodness I could do a lot more. I have 3 grown sons and 6 grandchildren, great-grandson. I'd like to leave them all something behind that Papa and Mama work for, to try to hedge them into something maybe even better for themselves or their own children. Folks, this is not a me game, and I'm going to live till I die and spend all I make. That's not what's about. The Bible says a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. That's his grandchildren. And it's more than just money, folks. It's a heritage. We've certainly blown the heritage. We have blown the heritage right out of the water. Through ignorance, apathy, and stupidity, we've blown their inheritance. This country is not what it started out to be at all. In the 1600s, it started out to be a solid Christian nation. But late 1700s, it started drifting away and has fell away ever since. But in the last 100 years or so, it's turned completely against God. In every way possible, morally, spiritually, financially, physically, every way possible, turned away from God. We have blown the inheritance to our children's children as was given to us and our parents and grandparents. So now at least try leaving something financially behind to take care of them when you leave this world. Something they can count on, perhaps that they can get out of debt maybe if they're in debt somehow and not through any fault of their own. do something to leave what the Bible says, an inheritance to your children's children. That is something the Bible recommends. It isn't something that a lot of people would think about today. But I'm going to die someday, Melody. I don't know when. Maybe next week, next year. I have no idea. 10 years. I don't know. But I like to leave my family something behind. And maybe it sounds silly and old-fashioned today, Melody, but I want to leave Marcia, my wife, over 50 years, a little bit of security behind, at least physically. I can't be with her in the flesh anymore if I'm going. And I know my father's able to take care of her, but my duty as a husband is try to leave her something behind to take care of herself, too. Is that not so?
Yes, it is so.
So, I don't understand why people get all uptight. You're talking about gold and silver, putting something back for a family. I don't understand it. I don't understand it. We're commanded in the Bible to do it, but people panic. Oh, that's not godly. Show me in the Bible where it's not godly to leave an inheritance to your children. Inheritance of maybe a home and some property and something that's tangible value they can use or sell. What do they want to do with it? That's not, to do anything less is unbiblical. It's heathenistic. Matter of fact, we're told in 2 Timothy that if we don't provide for our own, we deny the faith and worse than infidel. This is Bible. Solid biblical teachings. You can make anything you want out of it. You can twist it any way you want to around it, but it's what it is. And Melody, you've been in this business now since you said 1995. You
yes,
understand
sir.
What's happening. You've watched finances for a long time. And you managed to guide people in the right directions. And I'm sure you can share lots of stories about about what you've done. And folks, by the way, if you're out there tonight and you talked to Melody Cedars from in the past, you purchased from her, give us a call and let us know about your experience at 844-769-2944. I don't want to just keep everybody saying, well, Pastor Butch says so. No, I'd like to hear from you too. If you dealt with Melody in the past, let us know what you found out, how she treated you. And I've never, ever, ever had one person call me up and say, Melody Seastrom did not treat me well. Not one person. Never. I cannot say that about any other gold dealer or silver dealer I've had others on this program in the past year before I knew Melody that had her own with us that people had complaints about. But Melody has never had that. And Melody, what do you want to share with the folks?
You know, the one thing I can remember the most when I got into working in 1995, long conversations with customers. And that's really how I learned a lot by talking with clients and so forth. And I really, deception, I think, is the key word in the world in which we live. And even after 27 years, it just continues to grow, and we continue to be so deceived. And when I read things and when I investigate things, I always keep that in the back of my mind as far as deception. There's some clever, clever deceivers out there. And it's very easy to get fooled by those people. And so I that's why I just try to be open and out front. I'm just here. We don't call people. We don't bug people. We don't hound you. You never hear from us. You call us. We're happy to talk to you anytime. But, and I think that's why I stand out a little bit different than most. We don't do what everybody else does. And that's what keeps us different. And
I agree. It's a personal touch, is it not?
It's not a personal touch done by design. It's just, that's just how I do. It's just working. It's providing a service and helping people.
But when I say personal, I mean in a sense that you do it individually. You don't have a great big group thing where you say, you call up and you give them a slick talk and sell them something and leave them. You don't do that. They still have your number. If they buy something and have more questions, you do answer them, right?
It depends on what the question is. No, I'm just kidding. Yes. Absolutely. I love questions. That's what I do best is answer questions.
Well, if you go online or call somebody online, you get or somebody calls you from a different company, the chances, if you call back, talk to the same person, but you're going to have a hard time finding them because they may have so many agents, they don't have no idea how to get told this and hold this person, this individual. But folks, when you call and talk to Melody, you can get a hold of Melody. That's a key difference in my mind. It really is a key difference that she's there to answer questions and guide you through this. Again, if anybody out there tonight's listening has already purchased Melody, I'd like to hear your story. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. I'm going to turn Melody loose in a few minutes, unless somebody calls to talk to her, because I know she's tired. She's probably put in a long day, so I don't want to keep her on forever. But folks, she'd love to talk to you if you're out there. She'd love to hear from you and hear your stories or have any questions. But I will tell you this, that the planning I started back in the 90s, and especially when I finally got in touch with Bob Chapman. I still miss Bob Chapman. I keep bringing
we
up
all
my other
do.
Program.
Mm-hmm.
I miss Bob Chapman. He mm-hmm. and some others, including you, guided me through some things that I didn't understand. I knew nothing about precious metals. I knew when I grew up that they had silver in coins up until 1964, then took silver out of coins. My time only, we had a truly fiat currency in this country. But I hadn't really thought about that. Never really dawned on me, because as my dad one time said, and asked him, why did you let them take silver out of the coins? Why did people stand for that? And he said, we trusted the government. And that's, I did the same thing. I trusted them. I really never thought about they would take up silver out of a quarter, give me some kind of alloy that's worth basically nothing, and that because they've done that, it may take, and that won't happen overnight, but the coins become worth less and less and less. That's what happened, isn't it?
Exactly. It's exactly what happened.
And what's a 90% silver dime worth right now?
Oh, you're probably looking at almost $2.
So for 20 cents, you can buy a gallon of gas.
Yes.
Folks, think about that, please. The lowest price I've seen on gas in our area is $2.95 a gallon right now. $2.96 to $2.95. But if you had a silver dime, two silver dimes would buy more than a gallon of gas. 20 cents would still buy a gallon of gas if you had real money. But we don't. We have junk coins. I mean really junk coins, not just silver coins. I'm talking about junk, trash coins and paper fiat currencies that are losing value every day. So it costs us $3 to buy a gallon of gas that you should be able to buy for 20 cents. Now, who's the smart ones here? You tell me. I mean, we get ripped off big time, but who cares, right? What's the big deal? No big deal. This is what we've done to ourselves. We've sinned against Almighty God by tolerating this. We have unjust weights and measures. We're being cursed for it. And I promise you, Melody, most preachers will not even mention this in the churches. Most of them probably don't even know it. But there's a curse on unjust weights and measures. And we've been doing trade in unjust weights and measures for what, at least 50 years, 60 years now, 70 years?
Since they created the Federal Reserve, that was the general direction.
That's right. That's right.
Confiscated gold in 1933.
Folks, please think about that. This is against the Constitution even. No monies were to be coined by any state except gold and silver. It didn't say printed, it said coined. And now we live in a country that's denied God, denied our founders' ideals, and now we're paying for it. Our children are going to pay for it worse than we have. What are you going to do one day when you walk into a store, and this is starting to happen right now? Maybe you can still find items, but not the variety you saw before. I like jerky. I'm sure you know what jerky is, right, Melody?
I do.
I love deer jerky. So I just had some made. I wanted it made in teriyaki. Couldn't find any. The gentleman that made it could not find anywhere. So he made different flavor, which is good. But that teriyaki, which is always there, wasn't there. And Marcia mentioned one day she goes into the local Family Dollar store, and some of the products she bought before are no longer there. There may be some substitutes, but she said she's also seeing empty shelves in a Family Dollar store right here in Nettie, West Virginia. So this is happening as we speak, and we know what's happened to the value of the dollar. We're watching it drop every day with increased prices. Folks, inflation is dropping in currency value. Inflation is called by depreciation of currency, and maybe somewhat the supply and demand. But believe me, all this is manipulated for a reason. This isn't happening by accident. The COVID lockdown was not an accident. This was planned at least back in the 90s, and I have proof of that. And here we sit today, scratch your head wondering how we got here. We got here by ignoring the laws of God. And the church being so dumbed down that they think there's something wrong with providing for your families with something tangible. That's so sad, but it is what it is. Melody, I'm going to turn you loose in a few minutes. Tell the people what's on your mind tonight.
I think just what's going to happen on 2022. And, I mean, there's all kinds of predictions and, you know, and I don't follow predictions. They're interesting. But I just kind of focus on today. And I look at the various things, again, that are happening behind the scenes that no one else sees or reads about. And we talk about it. And I think that's the key on learning and knowing what's actually happening financially. So we're all losing. We're all going to lose. There's no guarantees. But what else are you going to do to protect your funds? And to me, I believe that is gold and silver. And there's right ways of purchasing it. And I guess to some degree, as long as you have it, it's better than having those paper dollars. But I believe you can always buy quality first. And then you know, based on what is available. The new 2022 American Gold Eagles and Silver Eagles will be released here in a couple days. So they'll be shipped out for those who bought the 2022s. In the American Eagle in silver and gold. So I think it's going to be an exciting year for gold. People have a tendency to, if gold goes down, they get bummed out and everything like that. Well, you know what? Every day is exciting in the gold and silver business because you're really doing, you're controlling. You're not being controlled. You're controlling your assets and your finances, and I think that's exciting.
I agree. I totally agree. And it's just amazing, again, how many years have done this, how many times you've been proven right, and we're seeing more and more happen. I just shared in your program today that China unveils plan to take over Latin America. Yeah. You know, we were once more or less the controllers of Latin America. No longer. America is losing its face, its power, its influence all over the world. China moving into Latin America. China moving into the Middle East. This is everywhere, folks. This is happening. It's gonna influence all of us to degrees beyond what we can even comprehend. And one day when they come out with something new, some kind, maybe a new dollar system. You don't know. I don't know that. But your old dollar, if you do that, your old dollar will be worth basically nothing. They'll probably trade you 5-1, 10-1, something like that. Mm-hmm. If you don't have something of value, if you don't have something of value that you can sell or trade of equal value to the new dollar, you're going to have no money at all. Melody, I do look for it to happen. I don't know when or how, but I do look for it to happen, don't you?
I do, and I think it'll be sooner than later. And you know what the thing, Butch? We should be thankful that it's not happening on our time frame. Because when it does happen, it's going to be really nasty.
Oh, I agree.
And to some degree, if they can take it on another day, another month, another year, so be it. It gives us another month, another week, another year to prepare. Because when it does happen, it's going to destroy families. It's going to destroy livelihoods. Standard of living is going to change for many. And if they can prolong that, even though through deceit and lies, and I don't know, Butch, is it?
Well,
do we wish that? Do we want it to happen quickly, and get it over with?
it's kind of like going to the dentist, isn't it?
Yes.
You know, you read it wouldn't happen, but you know, if God do, I don't know. That's toughy. But Melody, again, I want to thank you, folks. Give her a call. Just talk to her at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. Hey, buy five silver dollars. I started out buying one at a time. I did. Get them when I could afford them. Back then, they were $3 a piece. Now they're, what are Eagles going for now, Melby?
Silver Eagles?
Yeah.
$32,
$32. Okay, I paid $3 for my first ones. And the 90% silver dollars are going for what?
The 90% silver dollar, you're looking at the Peace dollars or Morgan dollars?
Yes, right,
they're
yes.
35 to 40, depending on grade.
They're more than eagles. Okay, I didn't, because eagle has more silver in them. Okay.
It does, but they're mass produced. You can't buy the old coins anymore, so they're limited supply.
Yes. Wow, folks, you're hearing this. I paid $3 for the first ones. I had to go on the least one for $33. Gee, thank the Lord that I had enough wisdom to listen to wise people. Well, Melody, thanks for being there, and thanks for being a friend of ours for a long time, and I do mean that. And, folks, give her a call at 800-375-4188. Melody, I'm going to let you go so you can go to bed and get your beauty sleep and be all fresh for tomorrow and ready to tackle tomorrow. How's that?
Sounds about right. You know us 39-year-olds, we need a rest.
I know. You were up fast that age, I understand. Okay.
All right.
I'll talk to you Wednesday on your program.
Evening.
Okay. Love you, Melody. Bye-bye. Folks, there goes a sweetheart. I tell you, she really is. Again, one of these phone calls, I was kind of disappointed they called in about from and shared, but that's okay. 800-375-4188. I want to mention to you that tomorrow night we're going to have a guest on. I hope if we can get a hold of her. Her name is Nina May. She was up. She was in D.C. January 6th of last year. She recorded what happened. She's going to be with us tomorrow night to tell us what happened on January 6th, 2021, and how the people have been treated since this happened. This is something that you might want to hear from a first-hand witness. So tomorrow night's program, don't miss it. But in a way, a different topic I want to share this with you, because this is something I think should make us all think, be concerned. COVID microchip developer says there's no stopping rollout, whether we like it or not. Okay. The developer of a controversial new COVID microchip that's embedded in the skin has hit back at critics who slammed the project as an inclusive interview with Express company CEO UK. A Swedish startup tech company has invented a scannable microchip that is implanted in people's arms and can display your COVID-19 vaccination status. This digital implant is designed to be embedded into people's arms, so your vaccine passport pops up when scanned. Created by tech startup Disruptive Subdermals, the controversial invention is made up of a pre-programmed scannable implant 2 millimeters by 16 millimeters in size. The invention received a lot of attention when first announced, with some describing it as invasive. One Twitter user argued, look, I'm as pro-vaccine as anyone around, and I'm pro-vaccine passport on a voluntary basis only. But this just plays into the narrative of they want you to track you conspiracy theorists. But speaking to English CEO UK, Haynes, I can't remember his name, Sojabad, manager director of Disruptive, he said, this technology exists and is used whether we like it or not. Do you see where this is heading? Do you understand where this is heading? Are you preparing for this? Are you wise enough to look at the scriptures and follow this? I offer you a teaching for $10.50 on DVD or CD. I offer it to you because it's important. From the jab to the mark. Folks, this is so important. I did a teaching some months back from a mask to the mark. How does the jab relate to the mark of the beast? This hour teaching with a 12-minute video of the lady speaking, showing how this disrupts our Creator's name throughout our systems, is vitally, vitally, vitally important. The Bible says those who take the mark or his name or the number of his name are damned. Could this vaccine, this jab, actually take away? It does take away the name of Yahweh in your blood. That's it. That's explained very clearly. It takes away his name out of your DNA. Replaces something else. Could they be replacing the name of our Creator with the name of Satan or his number in this replaceable DNA? Is that possible? Of course it's possible. 10:50, you can watch the whole thing. And you say, preach yourselves up all the time. Folks, I'll tell you what I'll do. Somebody donate me $1 million, I won't ask for your money ever again. But I have power bills to pay here that you wouldn't believe. I do have help here once in a while in the office, too. We'll take care of. I have to pay for equipment. I had to buy a new transmitter just the other day. None of this stuff is free. I wish I could give it away. But if I did give it away, nobody would watch it because they say it's not worth anything. $10.50 is a bargain for a DVD today that's done professionally done and sent out to you. So, yeah, we are trying to pay the bills here. That we have to. Nobody else is doing it for us. People are helping us for a long, long time. But folks, we want to give you something in exchange too. Something of value. And this DVD is deadly value. It's deadly important. Let's go to Tom in Georgia. Tom, point in. Welcome.
Hey, Pastor, I'll be quick. I just want to lift up a praise to the Lord God for you and your ministry, and I hope that I pray that he will put a hedge of protection around you and your family about everything that's going to come forth that we're going to walk into. You know, we're put here for such times.
That's
but
right.
I want to say this. There's been a lot of predictions about what's going to happen in the next few months that just doesn't pan out. And it's always the edge of fear. And that's what they're able to control us with. And people just, you know, put your faith in Christ. He gave us this time to live in.
Sure.
He will be there to provide you the way through it. And if you're going to die, you're going to die. I mean, you're going to die anyway.
Amen. you're going to live to die. You're going to live to die in time's up. But, you know, I tell people this all the time. He told Noah. He said, I want you to build a boat. I want you to build a huge ark. And, you know, it never rained on earth before. In all of creation, it never rained. Never rained. That's right. Dew and water from come out of the earth. Never rained. And Noah said, it's going to rain. What's rain, Noah? Oh, you're one of those conspiracy theorists, aren't you? I mean, you know, well, God told him to build this. And here he is in the middle of dry land building an ark, putting animals on it, and people laughing at him. You know, and if Noah hadn't built the ark, he would drown the rest of them. So
he was still a pure blood. Everybody
yeah, he was. He was. but this is something people understand.
He's of Noah, so it will be in the last days.
Amen. So God's given us time now and warned us to prepare ourselves for the future. You know, put back some food. Put back some, get a water filter. Prepare for a hard time. We're to live till God calls us home. And he expects us to prepare. He told the ants stores up for winter. What he said, he called us people that don't sluggards or lazy people that prepare for hard times. So we're going to live till we die. But folks, just obey him and do what's right. And he'll bless us maybe with a longer life to warn more people. We're only here to serve him. Let's serve him as long as we can.
I was thinking that same Proverbs. I guess minds think alike or you're losing ground.
I might be gaining ground. I'm probably gaining ground here.
Hey, Pastor, I love you, man. Thank you for being out there. I just wanted to call you and say Happy New Year.
Well, thank you, sir, and I'll talk to you tomorrow night, Lord willing.
God willing.
Okay. What? Take care, my friend. Bye-bye. What a sweet call. Thank you. What a sweet call. Folks, done the last few seconds here. I do love you. I truly do. I wouldn't be here. Don't miss tomorrow night with our guest, Nina May. Let's hear what really happened. What really happened on January 6th of 2021 from an insider's view that was there. What happened and what she sees happening now to the people who have been arrested and locked up as political prisoners. I will see you tomorrow night at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Be sure and join us. Have a wonderful day. And folks, let's stand for the truth and prepare for the future as we're commanded to in Christ and God's Word. Good night.
Army's come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.